SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Daily Stud Blueprint. Today we're diving into something I think is super important, especially in our crazy, always on world. Carving out space for solitude. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel? Notifications buzzing, emails piling up, social media demanding your attention. It's enough to make anyone crave a little peace and quiet, right? Well, friends, that craving isn't just a feeling, it's a biological need. Our brains, our bodies, they actually thrive on moments of stillness and introspection. Think about it like this. Imagine your mind is a supercharged computer. It's amazing at processing information, but even the coolest tech needs a reboot every now and then to avoid crashing, right? So, how do we create these crucial reboots in our daily lives? How do we make solitude a priority when it feels like there are a million other things demanding our time and energy? Buckle up, because I've got 5 key takeaways that can help you reclaim your inner oasis. 1. Reframe your thinking. First things first, let's ditch the guilt trip associated with taking time for yourself. Solitude isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's like hitting the refresh button on your mental and emotional well-being. Think of it as an investment in your long-term happiness and productivity. 2. Start small. You don't need to go off on a month-long retreat in the Himalayas, though that would be awesome. Even 10 minutes of quiet reflection each day can make a world of difference. Try incorporating mini meditation sessions, mindful walks, or even just enjoying a cup of coffee in silence before diving into your inbox. 3. Identify your solitude style. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to solitude. Some people find solace in nature, others crave creative expression, and some simply need uninterrupted time to process their thoughts. Experiment with different activities until you discover what truly nourishes your soul. 4. Create physical space. Even if your living situation is a little cramped, there are ways to carve out your own sanctuary. Designate a corner of a room as your meditation space, set up a cozy reading nook, or simply find a quiet spot outside where you can connect with nature. The key is having a designated area that signals to your mind. Time for peace and quiet. 5. Protect your time. Seriously, guys, schedule it in. Treat your solitude time like any other important appointment. Let your friends and family know when you need some downtime, and resist the urge to constantly check emails or social media during those precious moments. Now, let's talk real life. Picture this. You've had a long day at work, traffic was a nightmare, and now you're facing a mountain of chores. Your phone is buzzing with notifications, your inbox is overflowing, and the world just feels overwhelming. Sound familiar? Ever feel like you're drowning in the noise? That's when the power of solitude really kicks in. Instead of letting the chaos consume you, take a few minutes to step away from it all. Find a quiet corner, close your eyes, and focus on your breath for just a few moments. Listen to the sounds around you, the gentle hum of your refrigerator, the rustling of leaves outside, and allow yourself to simply be present in this moment. You'd be amazed how much that simple act can shift your entire perspective. Listen, friends, creating space for solitude isn't about becoming a recluse or avoiding social interaction altogether. It's about nurturing your inner world so you can show up as your best self in the outer world. It's about finding balance and replenishing your energy so you can handle life's challenges with grace and resilience. And remember, even small steps can make a big difference. Start by incorporating a few minutes of quiet reflection into your daily routine and see how it transforms your overall well-being. So, what are you waiting for? Go reclaim your oasis. I know I'm hitting the pause button on my own notifications right now to take a few deep breaths. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a reminder of the power of solitude. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.